I don't know enough that I would stake my life on it to eat them, but
you know, just enough to avoid all of them.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
But I think it's the underside, the coloring on the underside is part of it, isn't it?
I'm not sure. These are very much open-ended questions.
Okay.
I'm not an expert on anything.
Okay.
Another thing. When I say chipped beef, what is chipped beef? Have you heard of that before?
Yes.
What is chipped beef for?
Well, like thin slices of dried beef.
Okay. Is there another name for it that may be used?
We used to call it different than that in the service, but...
You can tell me. Yeah. Is it sort of a rescue call also?
Pardon?
Is it sort of a rescue call for ships at sea? You know, sort of save our souls?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. What about jerky? Is jerky the same thing or is that different?
I don't really know, but I think of jerky as being dried beef also, but in larger pieces, I guess.
Okay. What about, let's see, are you familiar with very fat, if they kill a pig and there's a very fat part that they use?
Lard?
Have you ever heard of salt pork? Do people use that around here?
No, well, not anymore anyway. At one time, that's the way the bacon was processed, I think. They would put salt on there, you know, and they called it salt pork. But, I haven't heard that term for a long time.
And are there any other terms they might use for that? For salt pork?
Well, they might call it bacon, I don't know.
Like fat back or sows? Mm-hmm. What do they call it? Like when they take... could you tell me maybe what...
Head cheese? No, I'm not familiar with how they made head cheese.
Okay, all right. Another thing, when you have the cows give milk, before they bring it into the house, they take the milk and they put it through a
separator.
Or just to get the original impurities out. What do they do then?
Strain it through a strainer.
Do you have terms for different kinds of milk? For example, if milk's just starting to go bad, or if milk is thin, are there terms for thin milk?
Well, so skim milk. Mm-hmm. The cream has been taken off.
What about if a cow naturally gives milk that's thin,
well,
or someone's watered it down. There's people here in
Jersey will have
us to do that.
Well, of course, anymore it's all skinned down to whatever the law will allow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But Jersey will give richer milk than a Holstein.
And Guernseys are somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Let me see. What about curdled milk? Do you have terms for curdled milk?
Well, curdled milk is what you make cheese out of.
Uh-huh.
It's the skim milk that's set and curdles and they make cottage cheese out of it.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have another term for cottage cheese, or is that what they always call it?
That's all I call it. I don't know.
Yes, that's all I call it, too. Okay. Now we get into different types. When sometimes you cook things, loaves of
bread.
Okay, and there are different kinds. What makes the bread rise?
The yeast, I guess.
Uh-huh. And are there different kinds of bread? For example, different
whole wheat,
grains
rye.
You use?
Whole wheat, rye.